20 years ago, corporations would have a mission statement, you know, and that would be like their number one. That would be on the wall. It'd be right in front of you. You couldn't miss it. Now I don't see it. I don't hear about it. I don't see it. It's not even on the, it's not even on the radar. What is your mission statement? I don't think they know what their mission is. I think they just, their only mission statement now is profit. They have no other mission statement, is what it looks like. It's all about profit. That's their only mission statement. And if a corporation can change CEOs and the leadership at the drop of a hat, then how's that a mission, you know? If somebody's changing staff every 5 minutes, how's that a mission? It's not a mission. This is a preliminary conclusion. This is a preliminary thought on the concept. I was just thinking about how you don't hear about that mission statement anymore. That they have a mission regardless of profit. You don't hear that. You don't hear it. Maybe that's why people don't sacrifice for the company, because they don't have a mission. And usually when they do, if they do have a mission statement, they don't mean it, because they don't follow through with it. The leadership doesn't follow through with it, but the lower level, they want them to follow through, but they don't give them the tools or the manpower to follow through with it. So the mission statement is just bogus. And people know it. So that's probably why they don't talk about it, because people know that it's not even real. What is your mission statement as a human, as a church, as a corporation? Does it line up with the truth? Does it line up with reality? Does it line up with what's best for humanity in a spiritual way? You know, a lot of people say this is best for humanity, but people are going to hell in a handbasket. What is your mission statement? I'm starting to believe that almost all corporations are just hellbound vehicles. It looks to me like all corporations are hellbound vehicles. A mission is to take people to hell. That's what it looks like. No truth, just fake smiles, fake promises. Not really helping anybody. It's all about profit. P-R-O-F-I-T instead of P-R-O-P-H-E-T. You would think that if a corporation had a prophet on board, somebody could speak the truth, that they let them speak. But they don't want that. They don't want the truth. Like a 501(c) church, you go in and speak the truth that the tithe is not for the church. The tithe was for Israel. They kick you out of the church. They don't want you to speak the truth, because you got to line up with the pastor's agenda and not the truth. Do you see how ridiculous the whole thing is when you just make it that clear? If a pastor's got a bunch of deacons on board that supposedly know the Bible, and they come to them and say, hey, this is what we've all concluded, you know, we're born again, this is what it says, and the pastor says, no, that's not what it said, and he doesn't consider it because he has his own agenda. A pastor's not always right. He should be able to listen to other saints. I'm talking about other saints who know the word, you know. You know, when Charles Stanley stayed in as a preacher when his wife divorced him. You know, it was a pretty big thing way back in the day. That was a pretty big thing. But you don't hear about controversies like that anymore. But the decision to keep him on had to do with the staff, you know. Had a big thing to do with the staff. But anyway. A mission statement in your own life, in your business or whatever, should be steady state regardless of the economy, regardless of what's going on around you. But people forget what their mission is, you know. The mission shouldn't change. Should be the same every day. Why does it change with the wind? Why are people fickle as the wind? Blows your mind. Blows your ever-living mind. If you're married to somebody who's fickle and you started a business together or a church or something and that person can't be stable, what kind of person is that? It's not about anybody else but them. They're totally selfish. It's all about them and what they want. And the more I look back and think about the narcissists in my world that I didn't even know were narcissists. And as I woke up to my own narcissistic views, it's like, okay. So as I got out of that mindset, started stepping out of that mindset, being self-aware, you know, then those kind of people started to leave and get out of my world, because everything out of their mouth. You can actually catch a narcissist or a person who really has no, it's all a person who's all about them. It's all about them. They're not looking at the big picture. They're not looking at it from anybody else's perspective, but their little piece of the pie, you know. It's like a redneck or a hood rat. Just seeing their little community, but not the big picture. If you can't step out of your own little clan and see the big picture, that's probably why they're narcissistic. They can't see past the small time agenda for the big time agenda. They can't. It's impossible. Until God just breaks. Like I'm going over here to Subway. Do they see past his little business that he's serving the community, or is he just focused on his little business and doesn't care about anybody else in the community? You understand?